Creedence Clearwater Revival and then his solo stuff. Some stuff you may not know. He was an Army veteran. He's a member of both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame and also the National Baseball Hall of Fame. No, he wasn't a baseball player, but he did write that song, Center Field. And when he writes songs, he says it takes him a very long time. Here's John Fogerty.
There's this sort of agonizing exercise you go through. You know, sometimes it's just minutes, and other times it's months, if not years, where you know that somewhere down in you is the exact right way to say that. So that's just really excellent. I mean, you know that. You feel that it's in you somewhere, but you can't, for the life of you, you just can't figure it out. I mean, to me, it's an awful lot like a math problem back in school. But if you have enough time, if you give yourself enough time, you'll get it.
However, one song didn't take him any time at all. He claims it's the fastest song he ever wrote. It has a meaning for him, and that's why the words just flowed. It's Fortunate Son.
Probably the quickest song I ever wrote. I had all the chord structure, I had the guitar lick, and I had the title and pretty much how the melody went, but no real words. And I went into my bedroom and sat on the edge of the bed with a little tablet. And with probably a word changed here and there, you know, cross one out, put one in. I wrote three pages, one verse on each page, exactly the way you hear it on the record, in about 20 minutes, maybe a little less.
However, it's not that easy to write a book. Meatloaf, remember him, he had some health problems, decided to write his memoirs. And his health problems caused by all the partying he did, so it might be cool. But he says writing's not easy. I have days where nothing happens. I believe they call that writer's block. I watch these guys on TV. They seem to write a new book every other day. I'm extremely jealous. The only other thing happening here is picking the right day and time to go to the grocery store. Wow. Now that's exciting.